It's time for Talking.Golf. Talking.Golf is a regular podcast featuring newsmakers from the world of Wisconsin golf. And now, here's Rob Hernandez with this week's guest.
And a big welcome to Talking.Golf. Exciting show this week because not only do we have golf to look forward to this week on the golf course, the weather is going to be just good enough to get people out. In fact, as we're recording this on a Wednesday, they're playing golf in the Fox Valley. They're playing golf in the Milwaukee area. They're playing golf in the Madison area. The good news for my guest is by the time next weekend rolls around, it's going to be so god-awful bad weather-wise that it's a great weekend to hold a golf show in the Milwaukee area. And Glenn Turk, your timing and the timing of the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show is impeccable. Of course, folks, Glenn Turk, editor-in-chief of Midwest Golfing Magazine since 2006. And now, he just gave me this title here, Director of Strategic Partnerships for the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show. And Glenn, I tell you what, the golf show is a favorite of ours, and it means that if spring hasn't sprung, it's springing soon. But you managed to wedge a little bit of winter right there to hold this thing.
We are so lucky, Rob. I'm telling you, I'm always looking at AccuWeather forecasts about 30 days out because we've had some times where the golf show typically is in that St. Patrick's Day window. And we've had, as you know, from 70-degree days. And obviously, instead of wanting to be inside of the golf show, people are out and about on the golf courses, and I don't blame them whatsoever. I would definitely be in that case as well. But looking right now, weather's going to kind of be in that 40 to maybe mid-30s area, and hopefully they'll get the fill of some golf this weekend. But then for March 13th, 14th, 15th at the Mosh Performance Center in Franklin, Wisconsin, they can come see us.
That's right. And, of course, the Mosh Performance Center in Franklin, it starts March 13th, that's a Friday, from noon to 5, and then goes Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 3. Glenn just got back from the Chicago Golf Show. And, of course, Glenn, one of the things I do on Wisconsin.Golf is I put all the Upper Midwest golf shows into our calendar every year. They're all pretty much at the same time, in relation to the calendar. And but the Chicago one is that one that kind of gathers people in from a lot of different places. We used to have a booth there, and it was always kind of a buzz of activity. What was your takeaway from the Chicago Golf Show, and what was the buzz about golf like down there?
Sure. Great question, Rob. And as you well know, golf is an incredible place. There's about 800,000 new golfers since the pandemic, over 2 million in the United States. And the Chicago Golf Show was no different. I think record-breaking crowds. I don't have the exact numbers, but I think it's going to be well over 15,000 people visited the Donald T. Stevens Center last weekend in Chicago. And yeah, the buzz was palpable. A lot of great golf destinations, people wanting to see, hey, where can I stay? Where can I play? Maybe to start the season earlier or extend the season later. We were passing out magazines for Midwest Golfing Magazine, and we've been fortunate to do that for the last 15 to 20 years at the Chicago Golf Show, and it was a great time.
And the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show is kind of a more regional show. I want to highlight, I'll let you highlight a lot of your great partners in a second, but I just have a list of your exhibitors here, and two that stand out to me because I'm not sure I was ever a member at a golf course in Wisconsin other than these two that happen to be at the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show. Bullseye Golf Club in Wisconsin Rapids, my hometown, they're going to be at the show. And then Reedsburg Country Club, where I was for several years, the best greens, I think, in the state, and they will be there. So first of all, thank you for showcasing courses like that.
That's what makes the golf show so special, is not only do you have the big destinations that make the state fantastic, such as Sand Valley is going to be there, Lasonia, a few others, et cetera, but then you've got those local courses. I've always contended that every single community in the nation should have golf courses like Bullseye or Reedsburg. I just had a great talk with Bob Feller, the longtime head pro at Reedsburg, and he's really excited to kind of end the golf season in Milwaukee, and especially with all the great things we've got going on. Golf Central Wisconsin has been a huge partner of ours, so that includes Bullseye, Lasonia, all the great Oliphant golf companies. So, no, I'm great that you picked those two courses out because, really, they're two of my favorites in the state of Wisconsin, and just kind of say that you don't have to always pay, $200 to $300 to play an incredible round of golf. You can be somewhere in that, $60 to $75 range and play two great community golf courses.
Now, one of the great things about the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show is you get something just for walking in the door, and it's not just something. It's a free round of golf at Old Hickory Golf Club. Plus, there's a VIP package where you can double your pleasure there. I know that, I mean, Old Hickory has hosted a state amateur in the past. It hosted the state women's match play last year, and I got to play it after one of the rounds of the match play. My goodness, I mean, the trees out there don't get any smaller, do they?
It is corridor golf, that is for sure, Rob. And it is just up and down. Never get really a standard stock lie, so to speak. But boy, just a gorgeous golf course. And Kelsey and Ryan Stray have been really great friends of the golf show. And yeah, you mentioned everybody that gets a general admission ticket for $15 the day of the show, they get a free round at Old Hickory, which definitely pays for that. But if you sign up for a VIP package, you get an extra round as well. So that's double your pleasure. Plus, besides that VIP package for $50, you get a dozen of the E6 soft Bridgestone golf balls. They're valued about $25. Potawatomi Casino Hotel is one of our great sponsors. They're sponsoring our main stage, and they're giving away a $20 free play ticket. And then we also partner with both Kenosha County golf courses. I know you know those very well, Brightondale and also Petrifying Springs. And they're giving away, as part of the VIP package, a $35 round, good for 1 to 4 golfers with very limited,
Wow.
where you can't use it. So really great availability. So we kind of feel that the VIP package for $50 is probably worth a good $300 when you put everything together.
And I think the neat thing about golfers in Wisconsin, because if you're on Facebook at all, everybody's looking for a good deal. I know we've got the various cards and coupon books and things around the state, but here you can not only it's almost like a virtual coupon book because you're paying $50. You're getting your pocket is you're going to walk away with a lot of cool stuff for the season, and you get to talk to these golf courses. You've got a couple bars. You've got the simulator places. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with Simulator Alley, presented by Carl's Place. Simulator golf is keeping golf is bridging the end of the outdoor season with the start of the next one. And in Wisconsin, and if you go to our website today, I guess this is a good time to tease the story that Gary D'Amato wrote here, and we posted today, $6.4 billion in daily play, tourism, jobs, charity, and more. Golf's impact on Wisconsin. The simulator industry now has become a big part of that.
I just read a story where I believe one third of all golf is consumed at simulators or indoor, places, or
Wow.
maybe potentially like a Luxe Golf Bay with an outdoor range. It's remarkable. And getting back to your point for Simulator Alley, first time we've had this at the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show is presented by Carl's Place. I know you're familiar with them, based out of Milton, Wisconsin. They're bringing in three simulators. One of them, we're going to be doing free lessons for the Wisconsin Performance Academy. They're based out of the Pin-High Golf Center in Mequon, Wisconsin. Eric Popovich, who Gary D'Amato wrote an incredible
Yeah.
article, took him 34 years to gain his PGA accreditation. He's going to be there along with Michael Grossman. Can't wait for people to visit them, get to learn his great story, and plus take a free lesson. And then, kind of pivoting, we've got Boyne Golf, one of our great partners of all time for Midwest Golfing Magazine. They're sponsoring our Closest to the Pin competition, and people inside the simulator get to play the famous Quarry number 8 hole at Bay Harbor Golf Club. And if
Wow.
someone gets close to the pin, they're getting a $500 gift card for Boyne. And then finally, we've got a great partnership with ESPN Radio. They're going to be sponsoring our long drive competition. And we've got 8 different divisions and 4 women, 4 men. And if you win one of those, you're going to get Milwaukee baseball tickets and an ESPN prize package. So we're expecting the Simulator Alley to be really busy and kind of the hub of the show.
And again, that's the Mosh Performance Center in Franklin, March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Friday starts at noon, goes till 5, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 3. If you're going to be playing on the simulator, there's a good chance snow will be falling outside the Mosh Performance Center. It's perfect, folks. It's just perfect. I want to mention, too, the American Family Insurance Championship is sponsoring your long putt contest. Now, I remember when we would do the booth at the Chicago Golf Show, they had a really long putt competition, and I don't think the fencing was ever not circled with people waiting to give it a shot for a buck or two. And I remember last summer I was covering a junior tournament, I believe, up at Black Wolf Run and Kohler. Maybe it was the State Open weekend. Actually, it was the State Open week. They had a long putt on the Baths course for some social media, promotion, and somebody made it from 150 yards. Now we don't have 150 yards of practice green inside the Mosh Performance Center, but it's still going to be I'm sure, a pretty long putt.
It's going to be somewhere between 60 and 80 feet. And Jay Royal, publisher of Midwest Golfing Magazine and basically owner of the golf show for the last 15 years, he's going to be manning the area and it's going to be fantastic. And the cool thing is you get a chance to win $10,000. And you can't say that too many times heading to a golf show. And it could be your lucky day where you make that putt of a lifetime and you walk away with 10 grand.
Now, I don't know if you've seen on social media, UW Green Bay has been doing a halftime putting competition, and the last two games at the men's basketball games, someone has made them, including the dad of one of the players two games ago, and across the wood floor. So that would be what, 94 feet?
Yep, 94 feet.
Okay, so it's doable, folks. It's doable. Now, I'm sure this one has a little break to it. It's not going to be a flat putt across the gym floor, is it?
It's going to be a little Himalayan style putting course for sure. And getting back to your basketball, if you gave me a chance to either make a half court shot, I don't even know if I could get to the basket at my
Right.
age. So I'd much rather take the 94-foot putt. And hopefully, a lot of people at the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show will kind of agree with me and say, "Hey, let's get six balls for $5 and try our hand at it."
Now, one of your headline partners is Vibes Golf Club, and I saw them. I wasn't familiar with them until a couple of years ago. Stumbled across some stuff on social media. Melvin Gordon, a former Badger, was part or is part of that, and I'm a huge Melvin Gordon fan. I've been covering him since high school. I remember covering him at a sectional track meet, and I go, this guy is special. And not only as an athlete, but as a person, I mean, he is so engaging and so smiling. And the guys that he was with on the Vibes Golf Club were pretty cool. What are they doing for the show, and how will that work?
Great question. And we are so thrilled to have them on. Melvin actually just produced a video that we're putting on our social media platform in the next couple days. And little known fact about Melvin, he is a two-time Big Ten All-Academic,
Wow.
2012 and 2013. So that gets to your point. He was far more than just one of the most electric runners in Wisconsin Badger history. He's just a really great guy. Met the whole team at Orlando at the PGA Merchandise Show and a couple months ago, and they're so excited to come to the show. They're going to be doing a couple different things at the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show. First of all, they're going to have a booth. So every single hour of the show, they're going to be there. About six or seven different former Wisconsin Badgers, Darius Feaster, Darius Hillary, among others, plus Melvin Gordon. It's going to be tremendous. And then they're going to be joining me on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel main stage all 3 days. And we've got a 2-hour window blocked for them. And the first hour is going to be really just a meet and greet, answer questions from the crowd. And then they're going to just kind of sit down by a table and they're going to sign autographs. And that is completely free of charge. So make sure you bring your Wisconsin Badgers memorabilia. The whole gang's going to be there. I think about six or seven Badgers, Robert Wheelwright as well. And just can't wait to really have them engage with the crowd.
Well, my question for Melvin is, was it Brightondale Links or Petrifying Springs growing up in Kenosha? And is it now Kenosha Country Club or Strawberry Creek now that he's had a great NFL career?
He's definitely went from the public courses to the private now, just based upon his notoriety. But they all love golf. This Vibes Golf Club, I expect really great things coming out of them in the near future. Social media channels galore because they just have so much fun on the golf course, and I think they care about just making sure that golf is inclusive for everyone.
You mentioned the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino main stage, where not only will Vibes Golf be showcased, but one of our good friends, my colleague, the one, the only, the Hall of Famer, Gary D'Amato. When will Gary be on the stage? And will he be doing karaoke? I think that's the question the staff wants to know.
Oh my gosh, that is phenomenal. That's a little known fact about Gary D'Amato. You think that he's the smartest person in the room just when you read his material over the last 40 years, and then all of a sudden he starts singing. You're like, what is going on? This guy's a master talent. But Gary's actually going to be with us from 12:30 to 1:30 on Saturday, and he's going to be doing an hour feature just on a legendary career in the golf media. And I'll be up there with him, just asking him questions. And as you well know, he's got a wealth of knowledge, and I can't wait to have him be one of the main headliners Saturday. Again, 12:30 to 1:30. I recommend just going on greatermilwaukeegolfshow.com. You'll see a big tab up at the top. It says Main Stage. Click on that. We've got roughly 10 to 12 different seminars over the 3 days.
And you'll want to ask them. I think a great question would be, where do you find all the great golf stuff that goes into your house? And does Didi ever get tired of too much golf stuff coming in? Is that why we see so many garage sales every couple of years where it just becomes too much? I mean, I've been to his house, and he has it neatly displayed downstairs. But Didi has not allowed him to show me where the bowels of the storage areas where he might have more.
I would say definitely Gary's living the happy wife, happy life scenario right there. Yeah. You know, got to keep her happy. He's got his space. Hopefully she's got hers if she's a collector of anything. But no, I've been to his house as well, and it is definitely a museum of golf-related memorabilia.
And we should mention, too, the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show, which is March 13th through the 15th at Mosh Performance Center in Franklin, is presented by Old Fashioned Golf, former sponsor of Talking.Golf. And honestly, Glenn, a company that I see everywhere, Tyler Leach, who now lives out here in where I am in Phoenix, and, you know, is now on the Korn Ferry Tour. He not only has, you know, wears old-fashioned golf polos, but his bag is full of the head covers. I see those head covers everywhere. And I'm seeing more high school teams going to old-fashioned golf to get their, you know, team or school logo, you know, dotted across their polos. And it's more than just comfortable. It's really stylish.
And, you know, Scott, Kyle, and Joe, three great friends from the Green Bay area. They've been phenomenal partners for the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show. And I cannot, you know, echo your sentiments enough. It's something that's growing. It's not only just regional, because most of their apparel has a Wisconsin tie. I've got a great sweatshirt that has the old Wisconsin license plate.
Yes.
Kind of across the top. They've got great pullovers, polos, hats. They did a phenomenal job of sponsoring our annual Writers' Cup a few years ago, gave us hats and polos, and we wear those with pride. So, yeah, make sure they're right when you walk in. The very first thing you'll see is a huge booth. They're selling some of their items, and just get to know those three guys because they all love golf, and they really promote it well throughout the state.
We got a little care package from Old Fashioned Golf when they were our sponsor, and you know they're good, Glenn, when my kids go into that and pull out stuff. My son Devin's got the hat, the license plate
yep.
hat, wears it with pride when he goes out golfing. And they all love old-fashioned golf. Now, some of the other you know, vendors that you have there, Buck's Golf Shop. Where is Buck's Golf Shop from? I think I might know, but I'm not positive.
You know, you stumped me.
I was going to say,
stump
I don't want to
put
you on the
one
spot.
Time.
Because
that's actually our good friend, Kevin Packard. He's our general manager
yes.
of the show. But guess what? If I can do a little quick you know, Google search, I can definitely tell you where they're based out of. It looks like it's Rothschild, Minnesota.
Oh, really?
So, or excuse me, Wisconsin. I don't
Wisconsin,
know why I said Minnesota.
Yes.
Forgive me. Rothschild, Wisconsin. So I know they've been at the show for a few years.
It's not Buck Welch, is it?
I think it might be, actually.
Because he's also down there at Wisconsin River Golf Club, but you're right. I think but he's always been in the Wausau area. And
definitely.
Well,
it's in the Wausau area, Rothschild
yep.
for sure. I know we've got Cam Golf as well. They're based out of Chicago. The great people out of Oshkosh, Golfers Outlet, they're going to be there as well. And then while I've got you for a second, Rob, I forgot to mention one of the things we're really excited about is Bridgestone Golf is going to be there.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing exclusive ball fitting. We've got the gentleman that specifically works with Jason Day on tour. And Bridgestone, they're the number one ball fitter in the entire industry. And the reason they are is they want you to try other manufacturers' golf balls. So to that end, they're going to have a huge briefcase with everybody else's golf ball. They want you to try that. You can basically tell them, this is what I play. Then they're going to allow you to hit the Bridgestone. And once you complete the fitting, you're going to get a two-ball sleeve that matches. And then you can go to any other local golf course or store afterwards and hopefully pick up a dozen. But that's something we're really excited about as well.
And when I was living in Wisconsin, the in-laws had a place up at in Wisconsin Dells, and we would be there quite a bit during the summertime. So you've got Wild Rock, Trapper's Turn, and one that's kind of making, in my opinion, a comeback. It hosted the Mike Bilowski, from our friend from the Mac Fund, his
Yes.
annual outing last year, Christmas Mountain Village, which, you know, is a year-round facility for those that like to ski and play golf. You've actually got a couple of those. Devil's Head Resort, a longtime presenter or booth at the show, is also another one that, you know, is never has a dull moment, because it's a multi-purpose facility. I'm excited about, you know, in addition to Reedsburg, about those courses being there.
And what's great about the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show this year is we're putting all of those golf courses that are in a very similar area near Wisconsin Dells in a similar spot within the show. So people's kind of a one-stop shop. They can go up and down, visit four or five courses in the area. And you're right, Christmas Mountain is fantastic. I love the green shape of Illinois, one of the par threes on the back nine. And then the very next one is green shaped like Wisconsin. And it always seems like, you know, if they put the pin kind of where Milwaukee is, I'm always in the Madison area. So it's way too far of a putt.
Yes. And speaking of courses in the same area, you mentioned Sand Valley before, but their next door neighbor, Lake Arrowhead, will be there. You know, Joel Barth and Daryl Sarbo are two longtime friends. And again, I love to tell the story. When I graduated high school in Wisconsin Rapids in 1984, Lake Arrowhead was a 10-hole course. It's now 36 great holes, surrounded by the one of the largest golf destinations now in the world. I never would have thought that in 1984.
It is just remarkable how Wisconsin has gone. I think most people would contend that Century World was the first destination golf course, opened in 1982, and then that transitioned into Black Wolf Run, followed by Whistling Straits. And now, you know, Erin Hills has come on board with hosting multiple USGA championships. Throw Sand Valley into the mix. And again, that's why Wisconsin has the most golf courses in the top 100 that are public. We are just truly honored to be living in this state. And if the golf season was a little bit longer, I think we'd probably have a double population.
Two other resorts I wanted to mention. One, we just highlighted Caitlin Moyer in a story she did on Rustic Golf Properties. They just acquired about a year or so ago Fox Hills Golf Resort in Mishicot, former host of the WIA State Championships, kind of a hidden gem there up north of Manitowoc. And it really, to me, is, you know, kind of one of those places that people have to rediscover, because now that Rusty Grimm and his partners are involved there, I think it's going to be a really, it's going to see a resurgence.
I could not agree more, Rob. And, you know, Rusty, a personal friend of mine, just a fantastic, you know, gentleman in terms of really, you know, trying to revitalize some courses that, you know, may have, you know, needed it, and, you know, purchase them. Tuscumbia, the oldest golf course in the state, as you mentioned,
yes.
He has that under his umbrella. I grew up in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, so just north of Mishicot where Fox Hills is. That would have been my first golf course I ever played. And, yeah, we're thrilled to have them. And, yeah, Rusty is absolutely a tremendous and doing so many great things for the game in the Badger State.
The other one is the House on the Rock Resort in Spring Green, which, you know, when I was the golf writer at the State Journal in Madison, you know, every 5 or 6 years we write about a new ownership there. It's been very stable here the last 15 or 20 years. And the resort that came because of one of the ownership changes is one of the great hotels in the area. And again, the House on the Rock used to be the Springs Golf Club. The original Robert Trent Jones Senior course is outstanding. The North Nine, a great addition. And I tell you, I don't know if it's still the way that way, but when they opened the hotel and restaurant and the 19th hole, I swear the largest beers after a round I've ever had. I mean, it was almost Essenhouse-like.
Yeah, I have not been there in 2 or 3 years, so I'm pretty sure that that's still a tradition unlike any other for a House on the Rock. But no, Andy North did an incredible job on the nine-hole course as well. And no, it's a little bit of a drive, you know, just west of Madison and Spring Green, but highly recommended. Justin, the pro, been doing a great job for many years. And yeah, we're thrilled to have them as well.
And also in the Dells area, I want to mention Coldwater Canyon Golf Course, one of the oldest public courses in the state. And they're now 18 holes. They originally were just a 9-hole course, kind of nestled along the north side of the Dells area, and right next to Chula Vista Resort. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what part of the state you're looking to go, or Minnesota, or out of state. There's a lot of options that you'll be able to see here at the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show again, March 13th, 14th, and 15th, the Mosh Performance Center in Franklin. Glenn Turk has been our guest. Glenn, what else can we say about the show that we haven't covered?
Couple things. I know this is again, I just feel like we've got such a great team. We spent the last 7, 8 months just really saying, how can we make this Wisconsin's ultimate golf party? And so all the things that we mentioned before, but besides that, we've got a wellness zone. We've got 6 or 7 different booths that all care about keeping golfers fit and healthy so they can play for the rest of their lives. Game Day Men's Health, which has 4 locations throughout Southeast Wisconsin, they're going to be the main sponsor, but Frater's going to be there as well. So we really are excited about that. And then one cool thing is Heiser Automotive is also going to be at the golf show. They're bringing in 3 golf-approved cars or trucks for everybody to take a look at. So it's kind of a half part a golf show and a little bit of an auto show as well combined.
And I like that because I've noticed the last couple of years coming back to cover tournaments, renting cars and bringing my clubs back, not every car is any is now fitted across the back for the hatch for a golf club. You have to, diagonal, you've got to put seats down in the back. I don't know who they're building cars for these days, but not all of them are for golfers, Glenn.
It's so funny. I was at the Heiser Automotive, their flagship property in Glendale, Wisconsin. And it was funny. I did a video, and the first thing I said was when I walk in to look at getting a new car, the first thing I look at is headroom. I'm 6'4". And the second thing, I actually bring my golf clubs and make sure that I can fit them properly in the trunk. So I know the Heiser cars are going to be there. We'll definitely have ample amounts of both.
Before I go back to the sponsor list, because I keep looking at your booth list and I see something else. But first, the corollary or the other side of the show from the wellness booth is the long drink 19th hole. And down here in Arizona, when you hang out with a bunch of 55 plus people, that's the number one thing on their golf bucket layer checklist is how good is the 19th hole? And you've got one, I mean, at a golf show.
This is going to be remarkable. I just talked to a John Albert from Long Drink yesterday, and he got me so excited. Not only are you going to be able to get drinks at the 19th hole, but it's going to be really kind of like a fun zone setup. He's got some hockey games, he's got LD Pong, cornhole, a putting
Wow.
game. Yeah, it's going to be incredible. I think a lot of people are going to spend maybe 2 hours just hanging out there. And Long Drink, I did not know this until John told this to me. It was invented in 1950. In Finland for the Helsinki Olympics. And it's a gin-based drink. And this is really the only way that you can get it in the United States is by purchasing a long drink.
Well, I'm excited to hear about that. And then jumping back to the list of booth vendors, I think I would probably hear about this immediately if she listened to the podcast and I didn't talk about Alabama tourism because the last time you and I were together was down in Gulf Shores, Alabama on a fam trip down there. I had never been to Gulf Shores and I was blown away by how good the golf was, how good the views were of the golf. Is anybody I know coming from Alabama tourism?
It's funny. I just talked to Easton Colvin at the Chicago Golf Show. He was our host when we were there a couple of years ago. He will not be there, but I know they have representatives from Alabama Beaches. They'll definitely be there. Plus, Kiva Dunes, I believe a wonderful woman named Whitney. I know we played that golf course the last day that we were there, one of our all-time favorites, right on the water, Jerry Pate design. We've also got great destinations like the entire state of Mississippi will be there, Crossville, Tennessee as well. So really, as you kind of mentioned, it's a mix of local golf courses, destination courses throughout the Midwest, and then farther destination courses for those golfers that are looking to maybe extend their season on both sides of the 6 months that we can play in the Midwest.
And for our Wisconsin golfers who don't think Tennessee is a golf destination, two of our best golfers, young up-and-coming golfers, Harrison Ott and Hunter Eichhorn, are both living in Tennessee now and basing their operations out of there. They can play year-round, and it's a beautiful part of the country. In fact, when I left California for Arizona They said that the other destination people were leaving California for was Tennessee. So it just goes to show you've got to do your homework, people, and find out what makes Tennessee such a hot golf destination.
Yeah, I was just down there last year, a place called Fairfield Glade. They've got multiple golf courses really close to Crossville, and it's a retirement community as well, but phenomenal golf. You could basically have an entire week just going back and forth at their property and then marry that with a couple other courses near Nashville. I played the Hermitage, which has two golf courses, and you are dead on. The Tennessee area is really an up-and-coming golf destination.
Well, Glenn, you've outdone yourself. It looks like a great lineup. I wish I could mention everybody. The Bullet Pinehurst Farms, the Rock Golf Club in Waupun, Washira Country Club in Wautoma, a favorite from back in the day. I mean, it's just this is incredible. And again, I'm excited that golf courses are opening. I'm excited that there's going to be a pause in the golf season in time for the show to go off next week at the Mosh Performance Center in Franklin. And I don't know. I hope this is just the continuation of continued growth for the show. And it's never easy to schedule a show in cold weather climate, because especially these days, you never know when you're going to get the good weather. And it looks like it's going to be a great weekend for the show.
Well, I can't thank you enough for having me on. And again, our staff has just done, I think, a remarkable job the last 6 or 7 months. And I hope that when you listen to everything we've got going on, that you really want to just spend 3 or 4 hours with a few of your best friends and get really excited for the golf season, because we really believe that the 2026 Greater Milwaukee Golf Show will be Wisconsin's ultimate golf party, Rob.
That's Glenn Turk. He's the editor-in-chief of Midwest Golfing Magazine and director of strategic partnerships for the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show. And the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show will be March 13th through the 15th, the Mosh Performance Center in Franklin, noon to 5 on Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 3 on Sunday. You can get everything you need to know about the golf season in one spot. Glenn, appreciate the time and good luck with the show.
Thank you so much, Rob. Look forward to seeing you again. Take care.
That's Glenn. I'm Rob Hernandez. This has been Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf.